I've been counting it. I've been counting it by how many meals I've had that I haven't puked up. I've reached four. What's it been, Lance? 6 days, 7 days? It's been 7 days, I guess. It's not bad, I guess. Food poisoning, yeah, and I didn't go to Texas, so it sucked. I was kind of looking forward to that, but to be honest with you, you know, I played South by Southwest in 1996, and I kind of agree. I don't know if anyone here reads Bob Leftis at all, but I kind of agree with him. I think it's a pretty useless fucking venture. Nah, man, it's true. A lot of bands with no, you know, that are very inexperienced. I mean, there are a lot of international, you know, or nationally known acts, or internationally known acts that go there and play, and obviously everyone goes and sees them in small venues and stuff, and it's cool. But the majority of bands are unsigned bands, and they still kind of labor under the misconception that they're going to go to Austin, and, you know, someone from Interscope is going to see them and sign them. And that's just not the way the record industry works anymore. And if they do want to sign you, you have to run as fast as you possibly fucking can. You know, it's interesting. I guess I've had a record deal for, I don't know, like 13 years now. And I was recently told by a friend of mine in the industry in Los Angeles that record companies now actually take touring profits from bands. Like, that's part of your deal. They actually take your money when you tour.
Surprise!
Yeah, really. It's funny too, because a lot of my good friends run the iTunes store, and you can say whatever fuck. They're good cats, and you know, and it's so funny because they deal with major labels, and you know, a lot of the guys that are in charge of their marketing departments or in charge of the labels still believe it's 1992, and they can walk in there and just throw cash around or whatever and get what they want, and it's just not the reality music anymore. And also Austin, really, in a reflection of that, I think is kind of it's a great place to go and see, you know, four quadrillion bands all at once on one street. I think for that purpose, it's fantastic. But I really think if you're going to go there looking to, you know, for fame and fortune and glory and the rest of it, then it's probably the wrong place to do it. It's probably best to just jump in a van and just start playing shows to four people. And just keep going back and forth and back and forth and back.
That's why we love you!
You know, at the end of the day, man, that's 15 years later, those are the fucking people that are going to be watching you play shows.
And there we are!
I got that out of the way.
Yeah,
thinking about that even.